getting to see these structures kind of all together, getting to see how not everything is picture perfect, laid out right next to each other, like in a textbook where everything is, you know, perfectly aligned next to each other. It's labeled really nicely. When you kind of have to get in there and you see that it is a lot more complicated, nothing is really super well color coded, it kind of gets the mind going a little bit more. And I think that when we do the hands-on dissections, I've seen them just get a lot more into it and they're a little more interested in it. They're asking more questions rather than just looking at a picture. So it kind of piques your curiosity to look deeper into it.
Getting kids interested in science and technology can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge. That's why at Heartland Community College, the Continuing Education Department has dozens of classes with new and interesting ways for kids to learn over the summer or spring break. Today, we're going to talk to one of the instructors of those courses who will tell us what kids will learn in the STEM Anatomy Lab workshop. And she'll also tell us about an interesting hobby outside of the classroom.
My name is Jacinda Hsu, and I am adjunct faculty with the STEM department here. So I've been teaching some of the laboratory classes and doing a couple lecture courses. And now we are working with the kids at Heartland to do some summer programs with them as well to get them involved in the STEM department.
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think by now most people know that, but you never know.
Right.
Okay, so you teach college-level courses for this or assist with it as part of your regular adjunct faculty job. Is this the first time you've been teaching, you'll be teaching young kids?
So I taught high school for a year before teaching at Heartland, and so that was sophomore age up into seniors, but getting to like sixth grade level in between there, middle school is my first time doing that, but we did it a couple months ago with some students and it was a really good success. I really like working with the students, so it's been a lot of fun so far. So we're trying to do it again over the summer, give them more opportunities.
It's the same kind of course, the same type of curriculum with the high school teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I did biology.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these classes. STEM Anatomy Lab Workshop, what is involved in that?
So with that one, we are going to take a look at a bullfrog and an earthworm. And so we're going to talk about how these two things are so different, but yet so similar in a lot of the functions that they do. So they look very, very different from one another. The dissections feel very different from one another, but getting to see that how they process food, how they thrive in their environments, even though they do look so different in these different sizes.
So you get right into dissection right away. In your experience, maybe with high school, some kids take to that, some don't, some are reluctant. How do you handle that?
Yeah, so when I was at the high school, definitely some students are not really into the dissection. So this one, since you're kind of voluntarily signing up to do it, it's hopefully going to be a lot of students who want that hands-on experience. But when we did it a couple months ago, it was a lot of fun. Everyone really got into it right away. We started with the earthworm. It's a little better of an introduction to the dissection. And then we got into doing the frog next. And so by then, they were really into it. We were really kind of connecting the dots between these two different specimens and how they were able to thrive in their different environments. We took measurements of them. We looked at a lot of different features, talked about their environments and how those specific features help them thrive there.
What are the things that you're trying to get the takeaway from students? Obviously, you're looking at the similarities there, but how are you trying to engage them and how they might take that beyond just that basic anatomy of those specimens?
Yeah, so I think for a lot of it is just to get that hands-on experience to have a dissection, see how you feel with it, but then also getting to look at those different structures, what they do, how they're so different. And we do talk about how there are some ways we can use those features and those ideas to help us with inventions in our real life. Like we did some stuff with like NASA used some inspiration from geckos and how they stick to walls and things like that to inspire some different technology that they use. So getting to see those little things also help.
How do geckos stick to walls? Carefully, I guess.
Carefully. They've got just like little, I think, projections on their fingers that kind of help them adhere to the walls.
Cool. So these are continuing education classes, kids at Heartland classes in the summer, where students, as you say, they want to do this. They are interested in this level, but then there's three different sections of classes.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, as you mentioned, they get into the dissection of the earthworms and the frog specimens. What is the next level?
The next level, they'll get to do a fish and then a squid. So kind of same idea. We're going to compare the different structures between those two specimens, talk about where they live in the ocean, how they thrive in the water. Even though they do look so different, they have different features on them, but getting to explore those dissections as well. And then the level after that is we will do some sheep organs. We'll do a heart, an eye, and I believe a brain as well. And so the final one is going to be more advanced, where it's going to be a lot better feel of what it feels like to be in like a Heartland College level lab, where we're going to get to explore those things. What do those parts of the body do, and connect it more with our own bodies at that point.
So when you're doing that, you know, you're in a Heartland College lab facility. This is obviously designed for our students here that are credit students of college age and college achievement. What's some of the equipment that they might be using that they wouldn't necessarily have outside of that sort of classroom?
So with that, we'll do our dissections, kind of basic dissection pans. You've got your scalpels that we'll be really careful with. You've got your dissection kits. So just lots of little instruments, probes, and things like that to help do the dissection and make it run smoothly. We'll also possibly use just some microscopes to kind of take a closer look at some of the specimens. But it should be pretty basic things that we'll use. We won't do anything super crazy, but definitely nicer, maybe like scalpels and things like that.
What's interesting about all of this is it's all hands-on. How important is it to do that hands-on level of learning to, for instance, look at these organs and how they operate versus just sort of reading about it in a textbook? And I wonder nowadays, with all of the options that people are growing up with like virtual reality and things where you can, you know, if you wanted to, you could find a YouTube video of something like this. Mm-hmm. What's the real difference in the hands-on learning? What does that provide for the students?
I think with the hands-on learning, there are a lot of students that just work better and it kind of clicks in their mind a little bit better when they get to see it in real time versus looking at a picture of it or just reading about it. Getting to see these structures kind of all together, getting to see how not everything is picture perfect, laid out right next to each other, like in a textbook where everything is, you know, perfectly aligned next to each other. It's labeled really nicely. When you kind of have to get in there and you see that it is a lot more complicated, nothing is really super well color coded, it kind of gets the mind going a little bit more. And I think that when we do the hands-on dissections, I've seen them just get a lot more into it and they're a little more interested in it. They're asking more questions rather than just looking at a picture. So it kind of piques their curiosity to look deeper into it.
As you say, you progress, and you talked about the progression there where you start with a worm and a frog and then move on to aquatic creatures and then move on, as you say, to organs that aren't human organs, but they're at least you can equate them more. Mm-hmm. Do you find that students have any more, I don't know, as they move on into that they develop a scientific mindset for it, or as it gets more like, oh, when I'm, you know, I don't want anybody squeamish out there, but I know some people that I would say, okay, you're going to dissect an eye, right? Mm-hmm. That there'd be people that are like, oh, wait, I have an eye. At that point, that makes them more reluctant or have any issue with that. Did you ever encounter anything like that when teaching high school or anything else?
I haven't really encountered anything like that, like when we equate it to ourselves, like dissecting an eye, mm-hmm. or when we do the brain or thing like that. It is a lot smaller than what we mm-hmm. have, and so I think that disconnect also helps as well. But I think most of the time when we do the organs that we also share, it has piqued more interest because like, oh, this is just a smaller version of maybe what my brain looks like. And getting to see those little features in there, I think sometimes interests them a little bit more than looking at a different animal that we don't share any of those characteristics with.
And to learn a little bit about how your brain, what's fascinating to me is that so many of us go through life and we don't even know how our own body works. Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone the other day who had to have eye surgery. I think it might've been a cataract removal or something like that. And the two or three people involved in the conversation and were asking questions about, and the person we were talking to who was having the surgery said, I don't know. And they said, well, are they taking, you know, they're just removing a cataract. Are they doing something to the lens? And they're like, I don't know. Somebody who doesn't even know how their own eye works. Obviously this person never took your class. It really, I think, connects you with a kind of level of curiosity about things that is natural to some people and not natural to others. And I wonder how going through these courses, I think, might engage a curiosity about how even bodies work amongst your students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think getting to see those structures in real time and kind of how they look in us. Also makes it a little less nerve-wracking or scary when you think about maybe going to the doctor, because you know how your body works. You know that things aren't going to be picture perfect every time. So you kind of know what to expect in those scenarios. And you have students that are a little more interested in learning about the body, and they're more comfortable with themselves. And maybe, you know, if they have to do a surgery or they have some illness, we can talk about those things, and they kind of know what's going on already.
I think biology, as we've seen, there are a lot of efforts here at the college, other places, to try to focus on STEM skills, because I think we've seen less of a strength from students coming out of post-secondary school with that. And I wonder if when you were teaching high school, you saw that some students, if they got to that point, was it something where they were committed to being science or biology students, or was it more of a general course that everyone had to take?
I think that for my younger students, like my sophomore level, some of them, it was just a class they had to take. They had interest in other places. But for my higher level students, ones who were taking anatomy, or we took a forensics course and we did dissections there, those students tended to strike me as they were going in a field of biology. A lot of them I know wanted to go into nursing, or they wanted to do something medical afterwards. And so getting to do those dissections, and they know once you go into nursing, everything's not going to be very pretty. Some things are gross. And so a lot of them kind of used it as a litmus test to find out if they could handle not being so squeamish around things like that. And so older students definitely were moving towards that direction of biology. Younger ones, kind of this was that time for them to figure out, okay, do I like biology? Do I not like biology? And they're still trying to figure out what direction they want to go. But it was kind of fun to see some of those students grow from that and decide what path kind of they were more interested in taking.
Let's talk a little bit about what you were like. What kind of a student were you that you got on this journey to want to not only learn about this stuff, but then teach it?
So I was really interested in biology for a long time. I had a freshman level science class when I got to high school, and I really gravitated towards it then. I think I had really good educators at that time too, so I got really lucky with those educators helping me and pushing me to be better and learn these things and being really receptive to all of my questions. And I was always just very curious about what was going on. And so getting to then go from there, take higher level biology classes, and I realized just how much I love communicating about biology. And so getting to then now teach students about biology and kind of share that passion of being curious about it and learning these things has been really, really great.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is probably not something you've been prepped for, but I heard that you have an interesting, I don't know, passion, hobby on the side.
Okay.
That you do weightlifting.
I do, yeah.
And this fascinates me. So would you mind asking some questions? I'm curious about this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you do not just weightlifting, you do powerlifting.
Right, yeah.
What is that? Powerlifting is just dead weight. What is it? Tell me about it.
For powerlifting, we do powerlifting meets and events where you go and you get 3 attempts at a squat, and whatever your best squat is, they take that number, a bench, they take your best out of 3, and then a deadlift. And so you just pick it up one time for the meet. So it's a little bit different than like weightlifting or Olympic lifting, where sometimes they are doing like cleans or snatches. They're putting it over their head. For a squat, you just put it on your back. You squat down, you stand up, and that's your squat. The goal is to be as strong as possible. And so it's been a lot of fun doing that too.
So you do this competitively?
I try to, yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
I think it's going on probably 5 years now.
5 years. How did you get into it?
I started going to the gym just to kind of be healthy, lose a little bit of weight. And then I just kind of stumbled upon it. A friend of a friend had told me about it. I'd seen it online before. And so I had reached out to a local coach, and he said he would take me in. And so I started there and kind of just never stopped doing it since then.
So the first time you attempted one of these power lifts, how much weight were you lifting then?
Probably not that much before I had a coach. I think maybe my best squat was maybe like 225 pounds. I wasn't really lifting too much. And then after coaching, though, and all this time, we've been able to really grow together.
All right. So now how much can you lift now? Or I guess I should say, what's your top weight that you lifted?
So I think at a competition standard, I have squatted, I want to say it was 440. Bench was 242, and then deadlift was 424 in pounds.
So you could just move a refrigerator. You could just pick it.
I could maybe pick it up one time. Yeah.
That's amazing. So is that something that, are you just going to keep doing it, or do you have big goals to do?
Yeah, I plan to keep doing it. It's really, really fun to do. I have a lot of friends that do it with me. Everyone at the gym, we are very close. And so getting to go in and train and be next to friends, it's been a lot of fun doing that. I plan to continue to do it as long as I can.
And I imagine that technique has to be very, very important, because with those levels of weights, you could probably seriously hurt yourself if you didn't do it right.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you want to make sure you have good techniques first and then build off of that. And then the better your techniques are, the stronger it's going to make you as well.
Okay. If you ever get to a point where you see your students' minds wandering, maybe you could just like pull up a video of, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, but so, yeah, this is, to me, that's just a fascinating hobby. And I wouldn't have thought going into this interview that that I would have had a chance to ask you about that.
So oh, yeah.
Thanks for that. Well, before we wrap up here, I want to turn the conversation back a little bit to these classes, the STEM classes that are running this summer for the kids. Again, the grade level is what, sixth grade through high school?
Sixth grade through 12th grade, anywhere in there. Really, as comfortable as you are at whatever level you're at, welcome to any of the three. If you want to take all of them, that's amazing. If you think that maybe you don't want to do the beginner or intermediate, you're kind of just ready for that advanced level, you're more than welcome to come in at the advanced level too, whatever you are most comfortable with doing.
And is there anything that the parents should be thinking about, or would you think they want to ask before they would enroll their kids in this, other than maybe what level of experience that they've had?
I think besides the level of experience, if they just had questions more specifically on what we're doing or what we're going to see, I think that they did a good job of putting the descriptions online and everything, though. So shouldn't have too many questions kind of going into it. We do want to make sure we are being as safe as possible. So if they have questions about safety, I can assure them that safety is the first thing that I bring up when we walk into the room. We make sure everyone is staying very clean. We're not, you know, walking out of the room without washing our hands. We've got our aprons on, our goggles on. No one is going to get hurt. We make sure to kind of go over those safety rules first thing. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, we did the one already, and it was a ton of fun. The students really liked it. And so I think doing these next few with those different levels is going to be really interesting. And so I hope that we get a good amount of students to get in there and get some experience, because you really don't know if you're going to like these types of things without getting the experience for it first. I know I didn't know that I liked doing laboratory techniques until I took that first lab class and got that hands-on experience. So I think it would be something really interesting for these students to try out.
Jacinda, thanks so much for joining us today and talking about this class.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jacinda Shute is an adjunct instructor at Heartland Community College, and she is teaching a series of Kids at Heartland classes for the Continuing Education Department over the summer on STEM Anatomy Labs. If you're interested in other interviews about science, technology, or other subjects, subscribe to Random Acts of Knowledge on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.